Separate recording.
Why?
Shmita?
Yeah.
How did you know I'm going over to Shmita now? Shmita in the kitchen. Very important. Yala, listen carefully. We have to learn this. It's coming up in a few months. Ot chashu. Perot ha-shana shvi'it kdoshim kdushat shvi'it. Perot of the seventh year. Okay. Not only fruit, yeah, I'm talking about fruit, vegetable, produce, any produce. Okay, any produce. Of the seventh year. It grew in the seventh year, we'll see exactly what that means. Have a kedusha of shvi'it. It's called kedushat shvi'it. Grew in Eretz Yisrael. There's a few things that it comes about. Well, what does kedusha mean? Yisur have said, you can't lose these perus, you can't make them into compost, you can't do... put it on your face and make it with avocados. Right? You can't do that. You can't. But the Gemara says, the pasuk when lechol velo lefsed, you have to eat it dafka. Isur mischar, you can't do business with peros and shvi'is. You can't sell the fruit. We'll see a bypass in how you sell the fruit. You can't sell the fruit themselves directly. You can't say a kilo of tomatoes is worth 20 shekels. Or 10 shekels. Again, asur. That's called doing business with fruit of shvi'is, and it's asur, the oraita. Gimel, isur otzah lechutz la'aretz. Another thing, you cannot export the kedushas shvi'is. So if someone makes wine from kedushas shvi'is, they cannot export it to chutz la'aretz. And they make wine from what's our Beis Din. It has to be sold only in Eretz Yisrael. We have to see what that means exactly. Where's Eretz Yisrael? Could you send it down to Eilat? Could you send it down to Ashkelon, below Ashkelon, Be'er Sheva? And the fourth issue is, you cannot give it to a goy. The fourth thing. Okay? You can't lose it. Can't make it again. Destroy it. You cannot do business with it. You cannot take it out of its Eretz Yisrael. And you cannot give it to a goy. Okay? You have fruit in your backyard. You want to give it to your neighbor as a... to make peace or whatever it is, asur.
What about someone who's not Shomer Shabbos?
No, goy, we're talking about goy.
We're talking about produce that's made in Eretz Yisrael.
Grown in Eretz Yisrael. Let's see, we'll see now. No, Shviz is Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Kedusha Shviz.
It's a machlokes, no? Chazanish and the Zinavi Mishamarim and the Chazanish, no?
Yeah, no, regarding that's all fruit of Eretz Yisrael.
No, but I'm saying by if like an Arab grows it.
Let's just explain that it has to do in Eretz Yisrael. Let's see. Kol ha-perot ha-etz, all the fruit of the tree, which grow in Eretz Yisrael, shechantu ba-shana ha-shvi, they became chanut. What does that mean? Okay? There's two shitas really. One says it's a third of the growth of the fruit. The other shita is that you can recognize as the fruit there. I mean, the flower fell and there's a little round thing there that you know that will be the fruit. You can see
it.
What is it called?
Body.
Madam.
The fruit buds.
Buds. But you can see that there's going to be a fruit over there. It's very small, teeny, like you saw the grapes a month, 2 months ago, there were little dots. You knew that was grapes. You could see that's grapes. That's called chanita. It's called chanita. Okay, that's considered fruit of shvi'is. Meaning fruit that grew now. Grapes which are growing now. By the time Rosh Hashanah comes, they're all fully grown. So you can buy them also after Rosh Hashanah. You can buy them a month after, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months after Rosh Hashanah. The refrigerator, whatever it is, has, even though it's Shemitah, the fruit itself wasn't grown during Shemitah. Even if it was picked after Shemitah. If it's fruit from the tree, it goes after the Chanita.
Chanita? We're talking about 5 months before Rosh Hashanah right now.
Depends on each fruit. And but fruit that was Chanut, it became the Chanita. Right? Next year, even though they were picked at the eighth year, meaning the first year of the next year after Shemitah, they still have Dusha of Shvi'is. Understand what I'm saying? That's regarding fruit. Vegetables, שנלקטו מן הגינה או מן השדה בשנה השביעית, vegetable goes by the picking. It was picked in the 7th year, it has dusha shviis. It was picked in the 6th year, and the 8th year, has no dusha shviis. Even if it was, yeah. There's another isul, if it was planted in the 7th year, is the isul called isul svichim, that even if it was picked in the 8th year, if it was planted in the 7th year, you can't eat it in the 8th year.
It's also, is there an isul
of yeah, that even if you didn't plant it yourself.
It's formed from the plant.
It grew by itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a dusha shviis.
What?
No, not you yourself. It fell, the seeds fell and it grew.
It grew by itself.
Yeah? So someone made compost with the fruit that you allowed, the vegetable
there. You can't use it in the 8th year?
No, not the 8th year. In the 7th year, you can't eat it.
Cannot eat.
Yes.
8 years
is different. Yeah. It's called Svichim. Svichim, okay. Even though a person did not plant them, did not work on the plant, yeah, still you can't eat them in the 7th year. Gidulei Nochrim. So which were grown by goyim. Yerkot u'perot that they grew in Eretz Yisrael by goyim. If it was vegetables, they were picked on Shviz, or let's say and the fruit, there was the chanita, the fruit started becoming on the Shemitah year. And in Yerushalayim, according to the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, they don't have Kedushas Shviz. Most of Eretz Yisrael, they do like that. They don't have dusha shviis. According to Chazon Ish, he's machmir and he says, anything which grows in Eretz Yisrael, regardless who grew it, how it grew, whatever happened to it, has dusha shviis. Seder? Machloket. Say here, you have a first machloket. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? If it was
grown
by a non-Jew, in his land, here in Eretz Yisrael. Does it have dusha or not?
How can you trust them?
No, they have supervisors.
Religious supervisors?
Yeah, my father was a supervisor for many years.
Just the Chazanish holds that.
Yeah. So they have supervisors that they... Because a lot of fields are right next to the Jewish fields. And they have supervisors that patrol back and forth to see that they're not transferring the answer. Haredi people, yeah, they go.
I think we have a Yashiv. He was always going like to Yerushalayim, and then I think in the last Shemitah, or maybe the one before, he changed his opinion about like the Masnid.
It could be like that.
Can the food be given to food banks?
To what?
Food banks. People, you know, organizations that give out food to poor people. Does it matter when it's grown? Can that food?
No, you're allowed to eat fruit of Kedushas Shviis.
No.
What can't you do with it? Four things. You can't throw in the garbage. Okay? You cannot do business with it. You cannot take it out of your cell. You can't give it to a goy. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat.
So there's no prohibition against eating any...
Mapitom, Kedushas Shviis, even a high eating is beautiful. There's certain laws that a person has to know when he eats them. For example, the peels, you can't put them in the garbage. You see, so we can't put them in the garbage.
Really?
Yeah. Let's put them in a special garbage. We'll learn about it soon. Until they rot. And then you get the other. Soon we'll see all that. There's another law about... Peos Shviis. If you have Peos Shviis, you're allowed to eat them as long as they're still around on the trees. Once they're not on the trees anymore, you have to get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? It's called biul. How do you get rid of them? For example, you have We have oranges of Shavuos, okay? We have oranges of Shavuos. And now the season came and there's no more oranges on the trees anymore. Finished. What do? You take it outside. If you have any in your house, take it outside. You take three friends, you then don't touch it, and then you tell them, "Harei ze hefker. This is hefker. Anyone could take it." And then you take it back home and everything's okay. Because you made an hefker. Okay? So you can't tell them don't touch it really. But they have to know that they're not supposed to take it. But if they're good friends, they'll even grab some and run off. Okay.
Or with wine, you do that.
Wine.
Tasted wine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it with three friends, three people?
Three people.
Well, I don't know.
If the fruit were by Oitzal Beis Din, someone will explain what that means. At the time of the Biyu, you're allowed to eat them, you don't have to get rid of them. What's Oitzal Beis Din? Here, soon he's going to explain all the details, so we'll go through in a second. We have 7 more minutes. Okay. Now, how do you buy fruits and vegetables in the Shemitah year? So there's all kinds of ways, and now we're going to learn all the ways. How do you buy fruits and vegetables in the Shemitah year?
And which hectares are
exactly,
in
exactly, all
range?
That, now he's going to say. הקונה ירקות ופירות הקדושים בקדושת שביעית, בחנות שאין בה השגחה לענייני שביעית, מחשיב את המוכר באיסור סחורה ועובר משום לפני עיוור יותר מכשול ויש אומרים שמהקונה שטף רכיל המסחר עובר לאיסור סחורה ופירות שביעית. Okay, if you buy fruits and vegetables on Shemitah from a store which does not have a hechsher regarding Shemitah, the one who sells the over Yisro Deoraisa selling Peros Shviz, and you also over Yisro Deoraisa that you're causing him to sell you, and you also buying, and it's Avera Deoraisa, it's Asur. You can't buy Peros Shviz but measured a kilo, yeah, 4 shekels, that's a certain amount, or 4 apples for a shekel. You can't do that. How could you sell Peros Shviz? Okay. How could you sell a Peros Shviz? We'll see in a second.
Red box.
Huh?
Red box.
Yeah, by estimation. Even by a box is problematic. Let's do by estimation. We'll see in a second how you do it. 1 second. Why? Money which is paid for Peros Shviz, the way that you're allowed to buy, has Kedusha Shviz. The money has Kedusha Shviz also. And so you can't. What do you have to do with it? You have to buy with it food. Okay. You can buy only food with it. You can't pay your electric bill with it. You can't. That's a dusha.
And the change they give you.
The change? Yeah. Why?
No. If it was bought, the kedusha stays on it. No. That's a problem. You go to a. You can. It's a whole problem of having money and such. I mean. No? If the Kedusha, if they bought it, so the Kedusha goes on to it, no? Even if they did an Isra. Isn't there something like that? I don't know how people deal with it, but it's great.
Where did the Kedusha come from?
From the fruit. The vegetables.
You pay for the food, it's contagious. The Kedusha is contagious.
Good.
It doesn't get off the fruit, like we said about the Pidyon Master Sheni and Pidyon Eter Levi. It stays on the fruit and transfers also to the money.
So, but if I like take money out of my pocket to pay for something, you're saying by paying for this type of fruit, it automatically becomes that?
It becomes the kedusha of this fruit. Okay, so there's many. So how do you buy? No, fine. How do I buy? I want to go now. I understand. There's all kinds of things. What do I do? The Meister, what do I do? So in Yerushalayim, it's like this. Most stores in Yerushalayim, yeah, maybe 99.9%, yeah, they sell fruit and vegetables from Goyim, from Nochrim.
What? He's Mas Yehuda, things like that?
No. I'm talking about with a good action.
With a good action. Oh, okay.
Not talking about
going down to the local.
Hetel Mechila. Soon we'll talk about Hetel Mechila.
So you're talking about like Rabbanut, like the major supermarkets like Mega.
No, they you can't really buy in Shemitah. You cannot.
You have to buy from a Hadat.
You have to buy from a good Hechsher, which is not Hetel Mechila. Soon we'll explain what Hetel Mechila. So this thing called, we'll see in a second.
What about the organic markets?
I don't know. It depends on what Hechsher they have.
I can't even see the Hechshers.
You have to ask. You ask, is it Hetel Mechila? If they say yes, they say thank you and you walk out. Hetel Mechila.
And if they don't know?
They know. If they don't know, you don't buy.
They don't know, that means they don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
So either will be stuff from Chutz Laaretz, or it's going to be stuff, if it has a good Hechsher, or it's going to be either stuff from Chutz Laaretz, or stuff which are grown by Goyim, or stuff which are grown disconnected to the ground in the air. In the air is grown. They have stuff grown in the air.
Uh-huh. Hydroponics.
The hydroponics is in water.
Aeroponics.
Aeroplane. I don't know. It grows in soil, in the air.
Yeah, but it's.
Well, I mean, it's hanging on poles and stuff.
Right,
that's
hydroponics because it's a drip hydroponic.
What about spices? Also, no.
If it grows here, now it's soil.
It's the problem. It's also shemitah. Huh?
Yeah.
But if you find a place, or if you know of two or three good textures, you don't have to worry, really, right, about buying things.
If it's stuff which are yevul noch, usually there's signs.
Yeah.
In a good hechsher store, there's a sign that says yevul noch, belongs from a goy, right? Usually there's signs. Also, based in stores, and we'll see what that is. They have a special. They have a sign, everyone knows it's a salvation store. Usually you have to register before, they want people to register, and then, okay.
So Rami Levy a good store?
It depends which one.
Mm-hmm. They're all different. Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Rami Levy? Depends which one, not every Rami Levy is the same. There's Mehadrin, there's not Mehadrin, you have to know where you're getting. Shemitah is not a joke, you have to know what you're doing.
With the stores, like fruit and vegetables, so
each
may jar, like,
I could just say, I assume so. You have to see a sign.
Yeah,
see a sign with a good hechsher, which says exactly what it is. Okay? You don't buy if there's no sign. You don't buy. It's not like all the other years where you could do Meister at home, certain things, they don't have no problem with the Arla. No, Shemitah is a problem with the fruit itself.
Everything.
There's a thing called Heter Mechira. Hetel Mechira, 60, 70, 80 years ago, there was hardly anything growing in this land. It was when the Jews of Hashem started to come back home. And it was very difficult, the chaklaut, the farming chaklaut.
Agriculture
here, the farming here was very difficult. And they saw, people saw it was very difficult, and also the Rabbanut then, Rav Kook was they saw that people are not going to keep Shemitah and let's do a Heter and this and that.
Also,
they found a way.
Stuff from bush roads. They didn't have all the big planes.
Right.
Transportation systems.
It wasn't simple. Some kibbutzim, certain moshavim datiim kept Shemitah, like Komiyud and Yesodot, they kept Shemitah.
They were decent there.
What?
They had miracles there.
And they had much miracles. We still have a lot of stories there. But other places, the Chiloni places and Dati Lumi, they had, I guess, more of a problem with the Munam Bitochan and Hashem. So Rav Kook said, let's make a Heter, which in those days, a lot of people relied on it because there was no choice. You were going to starve. There was nothing, hardly anything to eat. What's the Heter? The Heter is like we do on Erev Pesach, we sell the chametz, fiktivi, what you call fiktivi, right? Like you don't really sell it, you sell it. But for a zillion amount of shekels, and then the person cannot stand the contract, so then a week later it goes back, and that's what they do with the land. They sold the land to a goy for a certain amount of money or something like that, he can. Hey, do it. Kitzel, they made a whole thing like that. And then they met goyim, only goyim working in the land, of course. And then they said, oh, here it's Yavul Nachi, so you're allowed to eat it. Almost all the poskim said, no. First of all, you cannot sell us land in outside to a goy for school. That's halacha. You cannot sell land in outside to a goy.
It's a derisive thing.
Yeah, that's true. You can even, you know, you can even Michal Shabbos for getting a land out of a goy.
Tell that to suicide now. I mean,
you let a go and work in the land and do things, certain things on Shabbos to get the land that the goy won't take the land.
Then why do we get back
on? Sign a contract to buy it.
Sign a contract, yeah, all kind of things like that on Shabbos, and that's it. To redeem it out of the land of the goy. So to sell a contract to a goy, so most of the poskim can say it doesn't work because since you're not allowed to sell it, so what are you doing? Making a joke out of it? It's not like chametz, which you're allowed to sell to a goy. Because you're not allowed to sell to a goy, so it's just kidu. So that's why most of the Haredi world, most of the poskim, 99% of the poskim say no, it doesn't work. And therefore, anyone who's Yirei Shamayim, or he wants to be Yirei Shamayim from now on, he does not buy Heta Mechira. So if you go into the store and you say it's Heta Mechira, he says yes, so you don't buy it. Okay? You go to a different store.
They sell the land to
a guy. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So how do you find out if they don't know?
They know. They don't know, you don't buy. I told you already. No such thing as they don't know. They have a Heksher. The store has a Heksher. Doesn't that actually now buy them?
The Heksher actually is rather nice.
And it's not how Mechira
can. The owner of the store knows. Who says sometimes I mean.
No, I'm talking about a major chain like Rami Levy in Telfield or Co-op Shop in Telfield.
I don't know. These places are probably all about
Telfield. I have next to me two Rami Levy's. One's Mahajan, one's not. One's a Gabi Sharma, one's a Big Twist. One of the Big Twists is not Mahajan.
They're
right next to each other. They're 2 minutes walking distance from
me. You have to know each store. You go US. You don't know, you don't buy. Hello?
Okay.
I think the Mahajan ones stay outside, Mahajan,
not
like
Mahajan.
That doesn't necessarily, but just having Mahajan there.
You have to go and ask.
You have to see the certificate. And just because it says Mahajan doesn't mean that it's. Well, the other one doesn't. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that everything in that shop is Mahajan. And it has to be the original one, not the full set.
So.
With the current date on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Shemitah. It's a little bit difficult to shop if you don't live in this area. If you live out there in Telfield, so you can't just buy in any shop. And in the Shmushuk, you can't buy in any shop.
There's
one store.
There's two.
Well, that's one in the closed shuk right in the beginning, close to Yafo, on the right side when you come in from Yafo. And where's the other one?
The other one is in the small shuk on the other side of the street, all the way at the end. He has a nice thing, but it's a badatz, all the way to the very end. There is also Mr. Karlitz. They have one shop, and he's also in the close shuk
on the right side. Yeah, other things. You have to know where to go.
What about the organic markets? Like
you have to ask. Each market, you have to ask.
Okay.
You ask, you have a mechira, you have a yevunoch.
So after Rosh Hashanah,
for vegetables, after Rosh Hashanah, for fruits, so each fruit depends when it has the
when it comes in. They usually have a list.
Flowers
the same way.
Each one flowers at a different time.
You know, if you're gonna plant flowers.
Oh, flowers?
Yeah.
No
kedusha
flowers.
There's no
kedusha
trees.
I think there's a lot. Like, flowers that smell.
Smelling. Good. We'll see later. Okay. We'll talk about
but
it.
But you can't plant them. I don't think you can plant it.
No, yeah, we'll see you soon in the book. It goes through everything.
So what happened with the Sregen and stuff like that?
With what?
With like a Sregen.
So they have Oitzel Bezdin.
What?
Oitzel Bezdin.
What's that?
We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, and strogi was a special deal. There's a lot of blankets on the strogi.
Because you don't eat it.
Also whether it's considered like a vegetable or
right,
like a fruit.
Right, it goes by the picking. I think it goes by the picking in my set.
Oh, it's only about fruits, vegetables, the Shemitah?
No, vegetables also. This depends when is considered Shemitah year for the vegetables when you pick it.
Yeah.
Fruit is when
it's...
Esther, It blooms now, and you can pick it 10 years from now. It's stay on the tree. That's what it's called. Peot hadar, the dar al etz, mishana l'shana.
So they what? They just pick it right before Rosh Hashanah?
Maybe they pick it right, if you pick it for Rosh Hashanah, so it's good. If they don't, so it's Otzal Beis Din.
They do.
So you can pick it also after. You do Otzal Beis Din.
So what is that?
That you can't, that you don't, the you, you the guy in the who owns the place, he gives it to the Beis Din. The Beis Din owns it. Yeah? And now they don't pay him per kilo or per. They pay him through estimation. They assume that this field, this orchard, every year gives this amount of fruit. Therefore, this is the amount of money you deserve. So they give him a bounce. Usually they make it a little bit higher so the guy doesn't lose. Yeah. Yeah, that's, and then you buy it also with estimation. You don't buy it per kilo, you pay a box, 50 shekels. How much is the box? This box has 8 kilos. He's got it. If it has 7 kilos, it's got 10 kilos. Each box is a little bit different.
Who buys kilos of a
sodium? So, no, sodium is a. So we'll see soon now.
You so that you're buying an inch.
A lot of them they do pick before Rosh Hashanah.
So is it going to be cheaper this year, sodium?
I would assume that it will be more expensive this year.
More expensive?
Yeah, because it's a bit less of a selection.
So, how do you buy if you're buying from a stand on the
shelf? They have a hechsha. Everything has a hechsha. Mita, yeah, that's actually everything. So,